Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.
Good morning and welcome to the Lakers Lowdown. I'm Anthony Irwin. Today on the show, the Lakers want a playmaker, which might be a former Laker and brother with the last name of Ball? Huh. Also, Mario Chalmers wants a tryout 3 years after his career ended. Let's get to all of that here in a bit. All right, so Mark Stein of his own Substack now went on there and tried to summarize in the best way that he could, and if it's the best way that Stein can, it's the best way that basically anybody can. But he summarized the entire Ben Simmons situation, went team by team for in terms of teams who might either have a shot at Ben Simmons or people might link to the entire Ben Simmons situation. Ben Simmons is a clutch client, so there was a tidbit out there about the Lakers. Doesn't look like that's coming to fruition. It never was. Philly is looking for too much, and if Simmons was to ever go for KCP and Kuzma and a couple first-rounders, then they would just not trade Ben Simmons. So that said, there was some interesting information there on the Lakers and their situation heading into this offseason. So I'm going to read. It's worth noting that inevitable rumbles of Lakers' interest would not merely emanate from Simmons' status as a Paul client like LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Word is that the Lakers, on top of their well-chronicled need for more shooting, covet one more difference-making playmaker who could allow James and Davis to spend more time at power forward at center, meaning LeBron would play power forward and Anthony Davis would play center. That's the giant news, that right there. Now, we'll get to the second part of that here in a bit, but the fact that LeBron James and Anthony Davis, at least right now, are recognizing, hey, yeah, we should probably play the positions that put the Lakers in the best situation to win, that's huge. That's not something that we have heard, especially from Anthony Davis's camp. And now this is Lakers in general, and somebody correctly pointed out that this isn't Anthony Davis going out there and stating that he wants to play center in the regular season. I'm just generally at this point comfortable making LeBron, Anthony Davis, Lakers, that's all synonymous at this point. That's the way this is working. Rob Pelinka has said so definitively in the past. So if it says Lakers and it's linking Anthony Davis and LeBron James to those positions, then that means that I'm taking it to mean that those guys are open to playing those positions. Mark Stein continued, though, with this. Quote, expect to eventually hear of them searching for potential pathways, however obstacle-strewn they might be, to reacquiring restricted free agent to be Lonzo Ball for that reason. That's interesting. That's an interesting one, and for a variety of reasons. You want to know who Lonzo Ball is repped by? I'll give you a guess. Yep, he's a clutch client, which is certainly interesting. Over the course of the season, one of the things that you always kind of sort of have to monitor with all NBA players, but especially LeBron, because he knows exactly what he's doing whenever he does it, but he tweeted a few times about Lonzo, about the things that Lonzo was doing over the course of the season. And for the life of me, I couldn't quite remember too many occasions in which he did so for Dennis Schroeder, for example. And I asked the Silver Screen and Roll Slack about that, and they kind of echoed the sentiment. They're like, "Oh yeah, you're right," and that's interesting to me that you have the clutch connection there. You have the fact that they played together. You have the fact that they played together. LeBron helped facilitate Lonzo being traded to New Orleans for Anthony Davis. There were no hurt feelings there. This is something to really keep an eye on, I think. Not to say that I would go out to Vegas and put money on this happening, but I would certainly kind of pencil in Lonzo Ball as a name that I think we're going to hear tied to the Lakers a few times over the course of this upcoming summer, which is basically what Mark Stein is saying here. He's not going so far as to say sources say the Lakers are going to go out and get Lonzo Ball. He's just basically saying that he thinks that this is something that is probably going to come up a few times over the course of the offseason. So that's one reason why I find it interesting. The other reason that I find this interesting is because of the position that the Lakers have a need at and the flexibility that they might have there if they're willing to get kind of heartless or whatever, or if they're willing to ship out basically everybody. And then the other thing is the way that Lonzo plays the position. Coming into the pros, I've always thought that Lonzo was the perfect point guard to play alongside LeBron James. That's before his shot went up and down and all of that. But his shot has since really improved. Last year in New Orleans, over the course of 55 games, Lonzo Ball shot, on average, 8 threes a game, more than 8 threes a game, and made 3 of them, which is good for 37.8% per game. And now, he's still not quite the type of player who has the kind of reputation that generates gravity, but he is somebody who, if the ball rotates around to him, he is clearly comfortable shooting and making three-pointers. So that's one thing. The other thing, too, is the Lakers are still going to hang their hat on defense next year, and Lonzo is still one of the better defensive point guards in the NBA, especially those point guards who play 30-plus minutes a game. And so he allows you to be switchy, 1 through 5. He is somebody who doesn't like to spend a bunch of time on the ball. He likes to, you know, we saw him play. We saw him make quick decisions and all of that. That's something that's really important alongside LeBron. And then if he is capable of making, you know, 38% of his threes on volume, that's huge. That's a big deal. And then the other thing to keep in mind last year was the way he shot from the free throw line. That tells me that this is not some fluke. He shot 78% from the free throw line compared to the 56% he shot in the year prior. And that tells me that he's starting to get used to the new shooting stroke that he has worked with over the course of the last couple seasons. So those are to me why, if Lonzo is somebody that the Lakers have their eye on or that LeBron has his eye on, it makes a ton of sense, not just in the clutch sense, but also from a basketball standpoint, which, you know, obviously it'd be nice if basketball was all that matters, but the fact that it makes sense from a basketball standpoint and from a political standpoint in terms of the way that the Lakers are being run, this is a rumor that I don't think is going away. All right, and now in news that exists solely to make me laugh, this is a headline that Harrison sent to me. He does this every so often with headlines that he knows that I'm going to react to. But Mario Chalmers wants the Lakers to work him out is a headline that exists, and boy, that's pretty amazing. He always had a ton of confidence in his game. He is now 3 years out of the NBA, so that confidence apparently hasn't dwindled with time. You know what? Shouts to him, man. Shoot your shot and see where it lands. But on this front, the news exists to make me chuckle, which I hope that you are sitting there in your car on your way to work or whatever and are chuckling as well. All right, so to wrap things up, I want to let you guys know that there at Silver Screen and Roll, we do have write-ups on this entire Lonzo Ball Lakers situation. There is a write-up on Mario Chalmers, and then on this podcast feed, Jas Kang and Sabrina Merchant are going to get together and give their two sense and their thoughts on everything that's going on now. And the one thing that I also want to say is that this Lonzo Ball rumor and the fact that LeBron and Anthony Davis are already thinking about playing more minutes at their best positions. This to me marks kind of the beginning of the offseason. Rumor season is going to get going. And not only are you going to get daily Lakers lowdowns, obviously, but you're also going to start getting emergency Lakers lowdowns. So anytime the Lakers make a trade or whatever, if I'm on the clock, you're going to get an immediate reaction from me on this podcast feed. So make sure you guys are subscribed. Please give us some 5-star reviews and all of that good stuff. And enjoy the rest of your day.